Hare Krishna. This is Japa Book, Chapter 20, Quotations about the Holy Name. These are quotations from Srila Prabhupada. Now, this is from a lecture in 1967 in New York, January 16th. Now, when you chant Hare Krishna, if we chant mechanically, then the effect is different. I've already given you 10 kinds of offenses there are in chanting Hare Krishna. So mechanical way of chanting is also another offense. So offenses chanting. Of course, in the beginning, neophytes, we're apt to commit so many offenses. But we should be careful that the chanting should be offenseless. Then we shall realize that Krishna is present in his name. He is present, you realize, and you'll have the same effect as you expect by meeting Krishna personally. You can see Krishna and you can hear Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute, there's no difference between seeing and hearing. That is the absolute sense. People give more stress on the eye. Oh, can you show me Krishna? Oh, can you hear Krishna? Why do you give... This is also one sense. That is also another sense. Do you think by seeing you'll understand everything? You're seeing so many things daily. Do you understand? So this is all foolishness. That, can you show me? Now we have got so many senses. So perception through any sense, because he is absolute, the same effect. Either you see him personally or you hear him. So hearing is so perfect. And one who is very much eager to hear about Krishna is very expert, because hearing is knowledge. So if we hear Krishna, about Krishna, his name, his fame, then Krishna is present before us. Lecture Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, 31 through 33, New York, January 16th, 1967. From a letter to Charudas, September 10th, 1972. A Krishna-conscious person is not afraid of any place, but he wants to chant constantly in all circumstances. This is a letter to Allen Ginsberg, December 21st, 1968. The world is full of dangers in every step. Just like in the ocean, there is danger at every step. But if we take shelter of the boat that is known as the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then this great ocean of danger becomes as harmless as a small pit, and we shall be able to cross hundreds of such pits simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilela, Chapter 8, 16, Text 16, Purport. One must come to the understanding that the holy name of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself are identical. One cannot reach this conclusion unless one is offenseless in chanting the holy name. As such, one is understood to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he considers himself an eternal servant of the holy name and in this spirit distributes the holy name to the world. One who chants in that spirit without offense is certainly elevated to the platform of understanding that the holy name and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical. This is from the installation of Radhika Kulananda in London, August 21st, 1973. Krishna is there in the topmost Goloka Dham. But still, Goloka Dhamni Nivasati, although he is living there, Akhilatma Bhuto, he is everywhere. That is Krishna. Just like we are sitting in this hall, we are not in our apartment house. Krishna is not like that. He is in the Goloka Dhamni Nija Dhamni, in his own planet. He's engaged in his occupation. Somewhere he's tending cows, somewhere he's dancing with the gopis. He's going on with his enjoying occupations, but still, he is everywhere. He is within your heart. Ishvara Savabhutanam Riddhishe Tishta Arjuna Tishtati. Not only within the heart, he's within the atom also. So Krishna is everywhere. And if you are a devotee, then you can catch him. This is the secret. Just like electricity is everywhere, electrons. One who can tackle the electrons, they can talk without any direct connection by electronic method. Thousands of miles away. Just like radio message, television message. So similarly, Krishna is also everywhere. Just like the sound wave is going on. As soon as you produce, I produce one sound, immediately within a second, the sound goes around the earth seven times. So if a material thing has got so much power, you just think how much power God has got. So he is everywhere. Simply, you have to catch him. And he's also ready for being caught. Yes, if someone wants to catch him, suppose you're a devotee. If you want to catch him, he comes forward 10 times than your desire. He's so kind. Therefore, we have to simply receive him. Next quotation is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1826 purport. All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences. And this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly, O Govinda, O Krishna. It is said in the Shastras that by once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of a quantity of sins that he's unable to commit. Such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency. But there is a quality to such utterances also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely, 1, high parentage, 2, good wealth, 3, high education, and 4, attractive beauty are, so to speak, disqualifications for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, as much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of the fever and not to aggravate it by maltreatment. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. And the last two quotations that we'll read right now. One is from A Morning Walk, Hawaii, February 3rd, 1975. The devotee says, Srila Prabhupada, it is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. Srila Prabhupada, so what is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear. That's all. What is the question of mind? And last letter to Devananda Das, March 18th, 1968. Your sincerity and desire for doing some service for Krishna is very much encouraging to me. Please go on chanting nicely and steadily. Chanting 16 rounds is prescribed, but you can chant more rounds and hear them very attentively. Okay. Hare Krishna. That's part of the way through chapter 20, quotations from Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.